So we have this beautiful feast, the patronal feast of our diocese. So of course, St. Augustine is our main patron, but Bishop Estevez a few years ago petitioned the Holy See and they gave us permission as a diocese to celebrate this day. Celebrating the beautiful gift to our land of this image of the nursing mother. You know, the first shrine to our Blessed Mother is the one in St. Augustine. I imagine that we've all been to the shrine grounds, a beautiful place of serenity and peace dedicated to our Blessed Mother. You know, the settlers, when they arrived in 1565, it was on her birthday, September 8th, that they made landfall. And the first thing they did was celebrate the Holy Mass, dedicating, consecrating this land to our Lord through the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother. And a few years later, the beginning of the 1600s, the image of the Nursing Mother was brought from Spain. And it's been with us ever since then. And it's a beautiful image. I definitely encourage you to spend time, get a card or go to the shrine and spend time meditating upon just the beautiful imagery that's there. Mary, our mother, you know, the symbol of the church. So Mary's feeding Jesus, the church feeds us. So that image of our Blessed Mother helps to teach us the role of the church in our life. But just the image itself, as we meditate upon it, Mary's holding God in her hands. You know, in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant held the symbols of the priesthood. And if anyone who was not sanctioned to, if anyone touched it that wasn't supposed to, they died immediately. When Moses went up on the mountain and he was talking to God face to face, if anyone touched the mountain, they died instantly. So people weren't even allowed to touch the things associated with God. Mary's cradling God in her arms. So many times in the Old Testament, we hear this desire to see the face of God. We know from the commandments that we were forbidden from carving images of God. They were not allowed to have an image of God. And so we have this desire to see his face, but we're not allowed to have an image of him. It seems kind of incongruent, almost impossible to have these two things. Pope Benedict says this desire to see the face of God has been met in the person of Jesus Christ. That as we look at the face of Jesus, we see the face of God, for indeed he is God. And so we have this desire to see God's face. But in this image that we have of Our Lady of La Leche, the first image brought to our land, the face of Jesus is hidden. It's hidden as he's nursing in the breast of his mother. So once again, we're delayed from seeing his face. But we can see her face. We can see the face of our Blessed Mother, who is gazing down at the face of God. And so as we look into her face, she directs our gaze to her son. So these two beautiful things, that through our Blessed Mother, she allows us to get close to Jesus, close to God. She allows us to be able to touch God. And as we gaze upon her beautiful and immaculate face, we see the face of God. It's a beautiful, beautiful, tender image that we have of God, of our faith. Sometimes it's easy to get distracted and lost in the rules and what might be the harshness of trying to be a good Catholic. We always turn to our Blessed Mother to help teach us about the tender love of our Heavenly Father for each one of us. And as Blessed Mother cradles Jesus in her arms, Mother Church does the same for each one of us. She cradles us, she nurses us, she supplies for all that we need. So we go to her with that expectant faith. And she's also known sometimes as Our Lady of Joy. We go to her with that expectant faith to receive the joy of that encounter with the Lord. So we turn to her with those intentions today. Then also in the universal calendar, today's the feast of John the 23rd, the great pope who opened up the Second Vatican Council. He also had a beautiful devotion to our Blessed Mother. And so I'll just finish with this prayer that he wrote to her. Holy Immaculate Mary, help all who are in trouble. Give courage to the faint-hearted. Console the sad. Heal the infirm. Pray for the people. Intercede for the clergy. Have a special care for nuns. May all enjoy your kind and powerful assistance. All who now and always render and will render you honor and will offer you their petitions. Hear all our prayers, O Mother, and grant them all. We are all your children. Grant the prayers of your children. Amen.